Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, or if you'd like to go over to Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why. Do you like that? Well, it's true. We follow the Christ here, my friends. We follow the Christ first and foremost because we know that the Constitution and the Republic are one and the same. Remember, George Washington rightly said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. That used to be told literally and taught literally to millions of students in America all the way up until 1962 in this country. As a matter of fact, friends, especially for the new listeners here, I have some books here that you had to actually graduate Bible courses before you could graduate public schools in the United States of America. How backwards and how much do these modern politicians contradict our heritage in so many different ways, friends? But I'm saying this for the very purpose that we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. What I'd like to do, friends, is jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and before we do that, I want to let you know, and I'm going to ask you the question, are you guilty of being a real leader? Let me say that again. Are you guilty of being a real leader? Because this is what we're going to be talking about on today's show. And by the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, you may. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, are you guilty of being a real leader? Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Good for them. Good for them. Major companies pulling support for Planned Parenthood. Well, the question I have for these major companies that are now pulling their support for Planned Parenthood, why were you supporting an organization like that in the first place? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have a brand new contributor here, and the article is called Democrats Lack Absolute Morality and Their Actions Prove It. Folks, I don't care if they're a Democrat or a Republican. If they're committing crime, I have an issue with both sides. This isn't an issue of playing the parties, as we were told to avoid by John Adams, the second president of the United States over how many hundred and some years ago. Folks, so when it comes down to an issue of crime, if the Republicans, the Democrats, or the independents are committing crimes, I have an issue with it. And I want you to remember one thing. We have one Constitution, not three, not two. We have one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You won't believe today's New York Times front page, bought and paid for. Now, if I remember right, we've been told for about 14-15 years now that there is a radical jihadist Muslim threat in America. And the two towers that fell in New York, well, those were from extremists, right? The Muslims extremists. first. Well, on the front page of the New York Times, well, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to check it out. You got to tell me something, friends. What's going on here? Because I think what's going on concerning what's on the front page of New York Times today is very telling. Who is the enemy? Well, we know from the DHS America that you are the enemy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Planned Parenthood struggles under bad publicity from body parts trafficking scandal. Folks, I got to tell you, I've got to tell you, and I'm really trying to slow my roll so I can put this into perspective, because I don't know how many different ways I need to say this. How much longer are you going to allow this criminal administration and crimes in government to go on in your country? Planned Parenthood was just exposed for selling body parts. Okay? Body parts trafficking through Planned Parenthood. Keep in mind, the criminal, the devil himself in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama, voted over 242 times. By the way, Planned Parenthood is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. He voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb during his 142-day time in the Senate, which was just unfathomable how he became the president after that short amount of time. But anyways, in saying that, friends, he also voted to make sure two times that there was a second doctor in the clinics where the babies were being murdered by these self-professed doctors. He wanted to make sure that there's a second doctor in there to make sure that the baby came out alive. He wouldn't have a chance to walk out, or she wouldn't have to walk a chance to walk out. He wanted to make sure that they were snuffed out. Yes, and that is mob talk. But now what we have, friends, is Planned Parenthood has been busted over and 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 over for their crimes, along with this criminal administration, busted over and over and over and over again. Planned Parenthood, because of the bad publicity that they're getting for being exposed, not once but twice, just in the last week, this criminal administration now means to deal with the whistleblowers. He is now using the law against the law, which he's always been doing since day one. They're using the law against the law. Folks, when does this stop? It stops when 315 to 318 million people mean what they say, they obey God, they keep His commandments, and they bring forth judgment unto justice to establish righteousness, to let their representatives know that we will not tolerate your crime any longer. But just think about this. This criminal in the White House and his administration has now planned a strategic attack against those that expose Planned Parenthood for their crimes concerning body parts trafficking. He's going after the whistleblowers. What's happening in your country, friends? You're going to have to tell me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Two more doctors are now found dead. This makes seven in the last 2 weeks. Seven doctors have been found dead. A couple of them were just harassed by the FDA and raided by the FDA a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, friends. You tell me what's going on in your country. Nothing new under the sun. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Joel Osteen's Facebook post proves he doesn't know the Bible. Folks, he's heretical. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump, I don't believe I've ever asked God for forgiveness. Now, folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be getting to some serious topics. I want to highlight some more of the things that are going on in SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, including they don't call him Songbird McCain for nothing. Why Donald Trump is right. Not getting caught up in the game, but standing on principle, friends, because we want to get our feet out of the miry clay. Put them upon the rock. Call upon the Lord that He might establish our going. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons and daughters of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And if I was in a black church.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm just playing, folks. I'm looking at some of the headlines on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it is just incredible. What shameful content that the American people allow this. Those that are listening to us in 53 countries, I want you to understand something. I'm ashamed of what America has tolerated. I'm ashamed of this administration. I'm ashamed of this criminal in the White House. I'm ashamed of abortion. I'm ashamed of homosexuality. And do forgive us, because this is not America. This is not the American government that is advocating or implementing these things illegally, rest assured. And it's not the will of the people, rest assured. But it's because of the will of the people that tolerate the crimes of the will of the enemy within, that's why they do what they do. So do forgive us here in America, friends. I love America. That's why I fight for America. I love America. That's why I correct America. And I know that, listen, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. But you know what? If we don't want to take heed to correction that God bestows upon us, then we have coming what we have coming, and that's why we are where we're at today. Right before the break, sonsoflibertymedia.com, I was telling you they don't call him Songbird McCain for nothing. Folks, you talk to people in Arizona, they're trying to figure out why he keeps getting reelected, because the people in Arizona don't like him. He's bought and paid for. In America, you know it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, elderly vet protester manhandled by other veterans at Obama VFW speech. Check it out. The video's there live for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, Obama's executive order, unconstitutional, rest assured. In other words, an executive order now means to you, America, that the government, namely the criminal in the White House, can do whatever he wants to do without retribution. You are sadly misled, and you are sadly mistaken to believe that these executive orders falling from the hands of the criminals are law, when in fact they are unlaw, and they are unconstitutional. And if they're unconstitutional, friends, do remember, they are null and void. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We got a brand new contributor, The False Doctrine of Unlimited Grace and Non-Judgmental Christianity. It's a bunch of hooey, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Westwood Village Shopping Center claims to support troops, but it asks the armed Marine veteran guards to leave property. Are you kidding me? Well, see, we're doing it to ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves. In so many different ways, I'm embarrassed for what's happening in this country. The American nightmare, the tyranny of the criminal justice system, the $64 billion a year moneymaker in America. Just think about that. Folks, we have a video up, sonsoflibertymedia.com. San Diego Pride Parade 2015 demonstrates the reprobate mind. You got to check this video out. This guy gives some quotes. And as he's giving them quotes, he said, "Who do you think said that?" And they blame, of course, those that are willing to stand for the truth. Well, when in fact they actually found out that it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama that said it before they were elected. And then they step back and say, "Oh, wow, I didn't know that." SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, homosexual baker, homosexual activists are Nazis. There's no question about it, folks. Look at Adolf Hitler's regime. Who were they? What were they? If you haven't read the book Pink Swastika, you might want to do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, U.S. military brings five good Iraqi Muslims to America. Five good Iraqi Muslims brutally rape a Colorado woman. Folks, you're going to allow, namely you men, you're going to allow these foreigners to come into this country and rape your women? I'll say it again. Men, are you going to stand back and allow foreigners to come, anybody for that part? Are you going to allow these Muslims to come in this country and rape your women? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Charles Daniels blows a gasket over Obama ignoring Islamic connection to Chattanooga shooting. And the shooting's there. Friends, keep in mind that the FBI has been appointed to oversee that investigation. But also keep in mind that the FBI director that's overseeing the investigation is also the one that wanted to bring forth laws to shut down anybody that spoke out against the Islamic faith. This is incredible. British Muslims arrested for planning terror attack on the United States military. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Interestingly enough, I just noticed yesterday that the FBI is now telling the American people that ISIS is recruiting in all 50 states. How do they know that? And if they do know that, how come they haven't been incarcerated? Because the FBI and these other unlawful bureaucracies are telling on themselves. You'd think after September 11th, we'd be the safest country known to mankind. Well, the fact of the matter is the borders are down. Everybody's suspect that's American. If you're foreign, don't even bother asking them questions. Go through the TSA at the airport. Who's questioned? Who's frisked? The Americans are. Violation of Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. Who's aiding and abetting these people to come in this country? Who is infiltrating America, namely in Idaho, with Muslims with radical ties into the United States of America? But the FBI is telling you, friends, see, they don't want you to look any further than what they say. They're telling you that ISIS is in America, which is, by the way, it's created. It's all created to bring forth its political end. Just ask Condoleezza Rice. I didn't say it. They did. Ask British informants and intelligence agencies. Ask them who ISIS is. They'll tell you who it is. It's all created. But now you have the FBI telling you, America, that ISIS is recruiting in America. Well, this administration is making sure that they're infiltrating the United States. See, they don't want you to put two and two together. They always want to break up the signal in one way or another. But I would be embarrassed at this point after the Patriot Act, after the TSA, after the DHS, and all these other unlawful bureaucracies, to have the audacity to stand up in the face of the American people and say, hey, man, they're here. There's nothing we can do about it. We haven't done our job. No, you have done your job, and you know you're doing your job. And the sad fact of the matter is you don't realize that you're going to go down too. Just as well as the ones that are doing the judging, that God is the judge. He is the governor of all nations, and he's using this to chastise his people. And if people don't want to receive the chastisements from heaven, then judgment's going to fall seven times more. And that's why we're where we're at today. The history of Germany, friends, is not that Adolf Hitler was a bad man, but 80 million people were bad enough to allow him to do the things that he did. That's the history of Germany. That's the history of Russia. That's the history of China. That's the history of Italy. Everybody loves to blame the dictator, but who allowed the dictator to do the things that the dictator did? The people allowed it. Wow. Hey, folks, we even have in South Carolina, just to show you how stupid things are getting, we have in South Carolina, pastors join with Muslims. They join together with the Muslims, calling them their brothers in South Carolina. Are you kidding? No, they're not kidding, friends. They're not kidding. If there's another way to define stupid and idiotic, I would, but I can't find it. Just look no further than what's going on in South Carolina concerning the self-proclaimed pastors. I don't think it gets any stupider than that, friends, outside of what the American people are tolerating today. Really. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check it out. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next half an hour, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, interestingly enough, friends, it's you ever wonder why, before I get over to this topic real quick, but I was just thinking about this and I wanted to throw it out there for you. You ever wonder why you hear the same guys across the nation on the radio? And they're always the same two or three people or the three or four people. Because when radio networks are actually selling their radio show or the radio show host, that radio show host has already made a deal with three or four other radio shows that if you want that main person, then you're going to have to take the other three with them. And I kind of thought to myself, boy, that sounds like that would be planned. And it's interesting, they're all the same dinosaurs, the same people that have brought us to the point where we're at today. It's the same people that fail to blow the trumpet. It's the same people that go along to get along. And they may say a little truth, but the fact of the matter is they don't lay the axe to the root of the tree. And what they do is they deal with the branches off the tree of corruption rather than laying the axe to it. And then what happens is you don't get just one, you get all three or four of them. But I just wanted to answer maybe that question that some may have had. Why is it that everywhere I go, man, they're famous together? No, they're not. It's all bought and paid for. And why is it always them? You got to ask yourself that question. We're going to take a quick break.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, are you guilty of being a real leader? I'm just asking. Are you guilty of being a real leader? Because real leaders are not called to lead up consensus. They're to mold consensus. And without a doubt, this will create enemies. As a matter of fact, when you see a real leader stand up, you'll see the state-controlled media like a bunch of flies on doo-doo. Demonizing, polarizing, lying, creating, contriving, anything and everything about that real leader. So again, keep in mind that real leaders are not called. They're not called to lead up the consensus. They're not there to people please. I mean, that's what's humorous about Christians. They think that God sent Jesus Christ into the world to tell the world that everything is okay when nothing could be further from the truth. His message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When you're a real leader, you're going to have enemies. When you see a leader taking a stand and as a result, his life is threatened, he gets dumped on by his sponsors, condemned by the establishment politicians, and taken out of context by the state-controlled media, you have to understand that he's not the one that is going along to get along, but rather is a genuine leader. And friends, love him or hate him, when you're looking at a Donald Trump, just to take it to the present, This guy's shaking up the establishment, and the establishment doesn't like it. He's doing you a favor. He's not bowing down to what the establishment has to say about him. No, he just keeps going and going and going, calling them for what they are, saying it the way it is, love him or hate him, he's doing you a favor. And it can work on both sides, good or bad. They can lead you to hell or they can lead you to heaven. They can lead you to righteousness or they can lead you to unrighteousness. That depends upon the people allowing the leader to do it. But the problem with America is when real leaders stand up, they don't have enough common sense to know that he's a real leader and he's not coming in to the arena to lead up the consensus. He's there to do just the exact opposite, to mold it. This, in many cases, is the identifying characteristic when it comes to what a leader looks and acts like. And a real leader is what America's needed. It's what's needed in America. Revelations 5:5. Who do I follow? Who's my leader? Well, he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the great I am, the Christ, the Son of God. Well, what is a leader? Often when making a new contact, I'll first vet them before aligning myself with them that I'm making a contact with. Amos 3:3, read it. After all, there's a huge difference between a public person and a leader. For example, I had a very well-known preacher come out and stay at my place, but before coming out to my place, I went and vetted him to see what his enemies were saying about him. John 15:17-18. And lo and behold, I discovered he had many unlawful and un-American enemies attacking his ministry in America. See, friends, he was leading. He wasn't asking permission to obey God. He wasn't asking the enemy if he could obey God. He wasn't asking the atheist if he could obey God. He wasn't asking the criminal in the White House if he could obey God. It's better to obey God than man. But folks, again, speaking of what a leader is, and this particular individual that came to my house, he was leading. He had enemies all around him, all around his name. And at every turn, he seemed to be in trouble for standing up for righteousness in the laws of our constitutional republic. Read Matthew 5:10, Luke 6:22-26. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. See, now in America, the state-controlled media has a 21% approval rating. In other words, a good majority of the American people don't believe, say they, what the state-controlled media has to say. But when they see a real leader stand up and confront even their lifestyle, they tend to agree with what the lies are that the state-controlled media laid to the individual's charge that was actually standing up to lead. See, they hold the truth and unrighteousness. See, how many people today, they say they love God, but you can see by the fruit of it, they hate God. They disobey him at every turn. See, that's holding the truth and unrighteousness. That's self-condemning. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And then they wonder why they're miserable. I like to stay in the light. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. That's a good place to be. See, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. See, if you don't like the reproof part, you're going to get what you've always had. And that's corruption. And we need to gauge leaders by the fact that they are found in Christ, risen state, not man's carnal fallen state. In the conservative movement today, today's conservatives, friends, are nothing more than yesterday's liberals. For example, you have a bunch of men, and I know a lot of them, who are no more than paper tigers. They play the politically correct game as long as it's safe enough for them to hide behind their computers and get away with whatever it is that they write. Because they live under a false pretense. They are too spineless to actually fight for what they say that they love. 2 Timothy 4:7, Jude 1:3. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the fight, which is the furthest thing from their minds, they say, let someone else do the fighting. Demonstrating their lack of integrity. See, friends, they love their country so much to the degree of sacrifice to them is going to another fruitless conference to be seen and to talk. And of course, it goes no further than talk. Read Matthew 15:8. They hide behind titles, watching the game of life and telling everyone how they are to live their lives. But when it comes to applying, actually practicing what they preach, it doesn't apply to them. They're nothing more than hypocrites. I see them all the time. Jeremiah 9:3, Malachi 2:2. As a matter of fact, to prove my point, go to those, because I see this at every tea party that I go to. Go to your favorite radio show host. Go to your favorite preacher, conservative or patriot. Do a search on their name. If there's no opposition around their name, it means that they are not standing for anything. Now, what if the women... And by the way, and I'm talking about in the conservative movement, and keep in mind, friends, again, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. What of the women in the conservative movement? Now, folks, I'm not here talking about the women that are laying it down, doing what the men ought to be doing. I high-five these brave and classy women such as the Pamela Gellers, the Brigitte Gabrielles, the Catherine Albrights, and many others that are doing what the men ought to be doing, and they're doing it because the men are not. Now, I'm talking to the conservative women, which you can find everywhere, but where they ought to be, and with someone else except who they ought to be with. Friends, I want to just rewind just a little bit, because I cannot stand conferences. I cannot stand when people say, can we get together and have a meeting on this? I cannot stand it, because they're fruitless. Matter of fact, it was a good thing that Moses never took a poll before he led the children of Israel through, huh? It's a good thing he didn't have a meeting with everybody else, because he was obeying God, and he wasn't about ready to sit down to somebody that was going to bring forth fruitlessness and put a kibosh or attempt to put the kibosh on what God commanded him to do. But that's what meetings are, and that's exactly what they do. And I'm namely calling out the conservatives and the patriots and or the Christians, which should be one and the same. But the fact of the matter is when you go to these meetings, friends, it just, I'm sickened by them. I remember one meeting, this is right when I first got into ministry, I was invited to go out to Missouri to check out these leaders in the nation. They were ministries, and I went out there, and I just thought, well, you guys are all standing outside of the arena that you should be in. You're just talking about the problems where you're allowing the enemy to do the things that he wants to do, and you're having meetings talking about what they're doing. But no one's brave enough to actually go inside and actually deal with the enemy. P.S., that's exactly why we went into the greatest demographic that we have in this country, namely our high schools. The greatest mission field that we have are our high schools and our colleges. And guess what? Once we got in there, guess who tried to obstruct our way? It was the professed church that was our opposition. It was the conservatives and or the patriots. Not the real ones, the self-proclaimed ones. Yeah, you heard me right. Our opposition going into public schools was the church. You're crossing lines between church and state, they would say. And we'd ask them, can you show us that? And they couldn't. And then we'd ask the ACLU that, and they couldn't show us that. And then we thought, well, why are they running? Because they're trying to save face, well, they lose face. And that's exactly what they do. That's why they're a reproach. That's why the professed church in America is a joke, just like the conservatives and or the patriots. Again, I'm talking about the counterfeits. But I remember at one particular time at this meeting in Missouri, I stood up and I said, why are you guys all talking about what needs to be done rather than going inside and dealing with them? And then I introduced myself and told them what I was doing. And of course, they get the big chest up. They start to agree with everything I say. And then after the meetings, I walk by the bar while I go upstairs to read the Word of God and the Constitution, do my due diligence and practice what I preach before a just and a holy God, that I might walk in the light of His countenance. And guess what? Lo and behold, they're all sitting in the bar getting boozed up. Guys hanging out with women and the women hanging out with the guys that they probably just met at the meeting. And they're probably both married. Oh, Bradley, that's all speculation, pure speculation. Oh, is it? What's the fruit of the people that I'm talking about right now, friends? They are the very reason that your backs are up against the wall in the first place. Because they have no power with God whatsoever, which comes in holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. that he who hath the Son hath life, and the Spirit bears witness to the truth, not the lie. And it was the Spirit that told us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Who's lying? It ain't me, and it surely ain't the Word of God. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
The Liberty Friends talking about real leaders. We know that real leaders are not called to lead up consensus. They're there to mold consensus, and without a doubt, this will create leaders. Oh, I'm sorry, enemies. Forgive me. Without a doubt, this will create enemies. So are you guilty of being a real leader? Are you guilty? Talking about the women. The conservative, self-professed Christian, conservative, patriotic women. These are the women you can find everywhere but where they ought to be and with someone else except who they ought to be with. This is all first-hand experience, friends. These conservative women act like little 15-year-old cheerleaders who did not get their fill of attention in high school. First-hand, friends. Now they brought it into adulthood. And to them, to fight for liberty is some sort of fashion show fantasy. And I'll tell you what, they have made light of the sacrifice by making your freedoms and the fight for freedom out to be a fashion show. And the sad fact is that everyone sees them for who they are, and that is little immature, snotty girls who never grew up mentally, but are trapped in the body of a 50 or 60-year-old woman. Flirting with other men. Talking, gossiping. See, these women love the limelight so much that everything is sacrificed, including their families. And this is all for the opportunity to be seen by men. Matthew 23:5. They love their titles too, and don't forget to add their titles to their names when they're out in the public, because you do that, friends, you're going to get scolded for that, right? And apparently these women don't have the right people around them to actually love them enough to tell them to grow up and raise their families. Titus 2:4-5. And again, do a search on the worldlings and you will find nothing that proves the contrary to what I'm saying right now. And herein lies the problem with the America that we know. These profess to be one thing, both the men and the women. Folks, I want to tell you, it's not just once in a while we run into these people. It's constantly. These are the ones that are out begging for money in support of their efforts to bring about fruit. Hey, folks, you know what? Judge those ministries or judge those people that you support by their results, their resolve. Judge them by their fruit. If you were to judge them by their fruit as to what you're tithing into, has it been profitable for your country, for your freedoms, for your posterity? To the glory of God, has it been profitable? Because if not, then why are you supporting them? And I can always go to this, friends. I don't care if I'm at a meeting in Arizona where you have all the national leaders together. Folks, it is pathetic. It is a joke. Many of these conferences are about making connections to get people to support what they're doing. There's very far and few between. As a matter of fact, the ones that I know of after 20 years of ministry, we support them personally. They are hard to find. They are as rare as hen's teeth. They're as rare as the needle in the haystack. Where are they at? They're there, but they're in the corners. They're hard to find. They're the ones that are getting in trouble. They're the ones that are being polarized and demonized. They're the ones that are being scoffed at, even by themselves. And folks, one thing that we do not do in this ministry is talk about other people's situations. And I'm talking about personal situations. If we see people where they're involved in groups as to the ones that we're talking about right now, we just have nothing to do with them. I'll expose and I'll reprove the works of darkness, and that's as far as it's going to go. And if I get a phone call after today's show and say, Bradley, were you talking about me, and I just happen to be talking about them, I'll say, yes, I am. Stephanie, you just told me that someone just reported recently that when they listen to the show, they feel ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you should feel ashamed. You should feel half mad by my message if you fall into the lot of the disobedient. That's my job.
Yeah, and he said, and rightfully so.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not condemning him.
Right, of course.
Because he's coming to the light,
that's,
and there's
right.
truth there that would say that. He's acknowledging.
That's how people change and things get changed.
That's the proper message that we should be giving to people, because the Holy Ghost uses that with the use of the law as the schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ. But when we bring in the law, it brings in the conviction. With the use of the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, this is my point, because we're at the last segment for the radio show today. Herein lies the problem with this country, friends. These people. You know, when I see Fox them putting up little girls and using their women to bring in ratings, it sickens me to no end. When I see these little 15-year-old girls that don't get enough attention and they actually have to come up with the 10 hottest conservatives and they're married, but you never see them with their husbands, you tell me what's going on. It sickens me to the core. And they should properly be reproved and corrected. They should be ostracized by those that know what the truth is and walk in righteousness and goodness and truth. Because they care more about being on the side of the Lord than they do the side of fallen man. Folks, these people that I'm talking about, they profess to be one thing, yet in reality, they're the opposite. Again, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. There are no difference between them and what they complain about. Read 1 Kings 18:21. They falter between two opinions. In short, this will explain even some more, these are the people that are the problem, Philippians 3:18. See, they contend that they want peace in a world that's at war with what they profess to believe in, but they don't go to war to have the peace that they say they desire. And I want to tell you what, They are self-positioned leaders, and they fail to understand that men follow courage and not titles. And courage is what's MIA concerning the people that I'm talking about right now. They care more about their titles. They care more about what the limelight that they can walk in than they do their freedoms and your freedoms. Yet, America, you tolerate them. They're in front of your face all the time. And these are also the people that believe it's their position to be served rather than being the ones who are there to serve. Luke 22:27. And someone that's been called by God, you can rest assured, he is not the one or she is not the one going around asking to be the leader of consensus in any sense of the word. Nope, they are there to mold it and they're not asking for permission to do it. And again, friends, without a doubt, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to create enemies. But you know what? So what?
That's exactly right. And you know, with our ministry, we're not concerned with the status quo as far as making people feel good for the sake of people feeling good or giving people everything they want to hear in order for them to support your ministry. Our ministry is about giving people the truth. Our main point is prevention is better than cure. We hold on to our same principles all the time. I want to give you a case in point. We have those videos that have been coming out about Planned Parenthood selling babies' body parts and so on and so forth. Well, before this was even going on, we were standing up against abortion years and years and years, not just because it came out as a highlight in the news. I remember when the two towers fell, you know, people were getting all patriotic and they pulled out their American flags and so on. We had our American flag up, and it has been up for years and years and years. It didn't take a crisis. Yep. It didn't take some national disaster. The principles that we hold on to, we've held on to for all of our years of ministry, and we're continuing to hold on to those principles, whether people like it or they don't like it, because we are on the side of God rather than on the side of man. And I want to tell you that if you want to support that type of a ministry that is the same through and through, no matter what's going on, prevention's better than cure, and you want to get this message not only on the radio waves but literally across this nation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. Now, some of you maybe have heard me say this, but you've never gone on there and taken a look at it. Please do so. It's very important what you put your money towards, because I know it's important for me where we put our money towards. It should be important for you too as well to know that what you're supporting is actually making a difference, actually speaking the truth, actually fighting against all the evils that we see today, and not willing to cower and back down just because we get a little bad press or someone doesn't like it.
Well, we've already seen this in the presidential run.
Absolutely.
We've seen Ben Carson.
That's
right. He gets
right.
A little heat and he tucks tail and he runs. He's got no business being there.
So when you see people who are supposed to stand for the truth, they make a stand for the truth, but then whenever they're facing a little opposition or heat because of it, they reel back and fall over themselves to apologize. That's not a person who is standing upon conviction and principle. We're standing upon conviction and principle because it's right. So we're doing that which is right. And if you want to join together to do that which is right, to be able to reach out more people across this nation and reach out to them, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty, join today. What that means is you faithfully support the ministry, what you can afford every single month, and that really does help us to be able to go out there and reach more and do more. And for those of you that might say, well, I don't know if I can do it on a monthly basis, but I'd sure like to give when I can, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says donations gratefully received. And please do not forget about all of our wonderful products at the store. I want to highlight as well our For the Children book in light of what's going on here. Great opportunity, since it's in people's hearts and minds, to get that out there and let them know this is what abortion's truly about.
Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you. Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 tomorrow. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.